And we are back in Winona, Alaska to start second half action after a halftime full of pizza and Gatorade. Cold pizza, but it was still delicious. Inbound pass by Al Weber, quickly picked off by Roberts, taking the length of court, laid in, and that's an auspicious beginning for Skagway. Not even 6 seconds comes off the clock. Skagway's down two more. Skagway's got the ball in the forecourt. However, works it over to Jensen, over to Cox. Cox going to launch up a quick jump shot, knocks it down. Silky smooth touch by Madison Cox. 27-10 is the score. 7.5 left to go in the third quarter. Wood has the ball in the forecourt. They're kind of working the ball around the exterior. Roberts has the ball now and wants a jump shot. Throws it up, no good, off backboard, and the rebound fought for, pulled down by Scaffelstead, and then she's tied up by Whitehead. The ball is going to go to Buna off of the tie-up. Robertson down the ball for Buna. Having a hard time finding anybody open. Finally finds Monique Glover, and she gets the ball up top to Lockheed. Lockheed defended tightly by Jensen. And the ball goes over to Roberts. She takes a shot, no good, rebounded by Selmer. Skagway's got the ball with under 7 now to go in the third quarter. Jensen's got the ball. Triple stop, top of the key. Works it down low to Selmer. Her shot too strong. No good. The officials missed a carry right there by Stevenson, but she's got the ball for Fona. Works it quickly in to Scaffelstead. Shot goes up and no good. Rebound pulled out by Jensen. Over to Cox. Back to Jensen. 32. Skagway's got to do some work quickly if they want to get back into this ball game. Whitehead has it, gives it over to Selmer. Selmer with the dribble drive, wanting to look in the post. And a pass is deflected, picked up by Lockheed. Going to go the length of the court, gets tripped, but loses control of the ball before she gets tripped, so there's no foul call on the play. Ball out of bounds, it's Skagway basketball, and Jensen has it now. Working against Roberts on the right-hand side, works into the pick, but passes through it, gets it over to Cox. Cox's pass to the interior, however, is deflected and picked up by Scaffelstead, who takes the length of the floor and lays it in for two, 29-10 now the score. Skagway's on down by 19. However, has it, as she was the release valve on that press break, and pass to Whitehead is turned over. Alaska Scaffelstead stuck right in the middle of it, but a her shot attempt as she brought it down the length of the court. She traveled, and ball goes back over to Skagway. Backing the pressure D is not Skagway's strength. As Jensen turns the ball over again, Stevenson brings it the length of the court, lays it up, no good. Foul will be called, and she will go to the line shooting two. A lot of kids running around here in Winona. Kind of a family affair here when you got a basketball game on Friday night. First shot up by Stevenson. Good. Knocks it down. A lot of history in this town of Hoonam. Icy Point. Very close to here. Part of the same community. So, you know, they get a lot of cruise ship visitors in the region during the summertime. Second shot is missed. Rebound comes down to Skagway. And Jensen has it. Passes it over the left side to Whitehead. Whitehead gets it to Selmer. Selmer puts up a shot. It's blocked by Glover. And we've got a jump ball on the floor. Is out. Whatever goes down on the floor, fighting for the ball. Ruled Skagway basketball, and Weber is set to inbound after a substitution. Selmer's coming out. Larman's coming in for Skagway. And ball goes quickly right to Larman, but Larman doesn't know what to do with it down in amongst the trees and turns the ball back over to Buna. A nice thought by Weber, but you're passing it to, too. Quick shot goes up by Buna, no good. They get the rebound. Oh, Roberts has it. Feeds it down low to Scaffelstead, who's spinning, whirling dervish of a shot goes off the backboard and off of her and out of bounds. This has got to walk and dodge the children. The children just are running all over the court. What are you going to do? Bunch of kids. All right, Jagway's got the ball. Jensen with the ball, works it over toward the double teamer pass. Too high for Cox. Cox needs to grow about 8 inches to catch that pass. Ball goes back over to Fortin. Stevenson has it for Fortin. Working it up the right side of the court, gets it down to Roberts. Roberts shot no good. Local alarm in there for the rebound. Back back in the hands of the point guard, Jensen. Jensen works it to the left side to Whitehead. The entry pass to the post to Al Weber. Well, she was fouled over the back came the defender, and that foul's going to be called on the floor. So Weber will inbound the ball. Gets it to Whitehead really quick. Whitehead's got to make a move. Turns, throws a hook shot. It is blocked. Skagway comes back down with the basketball. Mocha Lerman right in the mix again for the rebound. Cox gets it back over to Whitehead. Whitehead is defended aggressively by Lockaby. Over to Jensen. Jensen throws up a shot. No good. Rebound to Lockaby. Lockaby with a high dribble all the way up the left side of the court. Throws up a brick. Pulled down by Scaffelstead. Her shot. No good. And on the rebound attempt, Larman had the position. Stevenson basically climbed over the top of Larman trying to get that from going out of bounds. No foul called on Stevenson there. But it is Skagway basketball, and Jensen dribbles it up into the forecourt, right into the double team. Cox comes up to bail her out. She gets fouled, no call. She's dribbling with the left hand, fouled again, loses the ball, no call. Skagway brings it the length of the court and lays it in. The way the officials are calling this game, it pays to be very physical and brutal because they're certainly not going to call a foul. Not on that home Buna team. Now a pass from Cox. She tried to pass it from the three-point area, elbow extended, down to the right block. Now it was on the left side, down to the right block, and that's just too much diagonal passing, and the ball gets picked off, but Buna turns it back over, and it's Skagway's basketball. Jensen has to try to throw a long pass, and then throws it right into Stevenson's hand for Hoda. Hoda brings the ball up the court, and it is Kara Whitehead on the floor, taking the ball back away from Stevenson. However, the call is going to be a jump ball. We're going to see Hoda basketball when we come back from a timeout. Teams are ready to come back out after the timeout. Neither team hustling to get back on the court. Both want the extended breather of the full timeout. 3:17 left to go in the third period. 32-10 to score. Hoda up over Skagway. And Roberts set the inbound the ball for Hoda. Gets it right in to Scaffelstead at point blank range. Great positioning and great look to the right player. And that results in an easy 2-point bucket for Hoda. 34-10 now the score. Whitehead has it out by the half-court area, and Skagway is trying to attack this. Basically, it's a 1-3-1 pressure zone that Hoda has put on Skagway, and Skagway didn't turn it over. Got a foul call instead. Al Weber did about the ball, tries to get it to Whitehead, but be careful with those passes as Lockaby steps right into the passing lane, and if that was a bounce pass, it gets through, but as often as Coach Calise works on the bounce pass with her players, real time in game situations, you know, you tend to freeze up a little bit and just pass it the way you want to pass it. And this time, the bounce pass from Al Weber inbounds is picked off by Lockaby. Lockaby gets it over to Roberts, whose shot is up and no good, and Madison Cox comes down with a rebound. She's going to bring it up on the right-hand side of the lane. Now pass it over. Jensen works it into the free throw area. Back over to Cox. Her shot too strong. No good. Roberts there for the rebound from Hoda. Roberts is defended by Whitehead, but Whitehead came in a little aggressively, and it's going to be called for the body foul. Kind of a check if you're a hockey fan, which you probably are. The Braves have the ball. Out Hoda Braves. Five players on their roster. Oh, and boy, one of them just got wide open down low. That was Stevenson. Her shot no good. But Hoda gets a lot of good looks in close at the basket. And that's why they've got the lead at 34-10. Skagway unable to stop their open looks. Also, Skagway unable to get many open looks of their own, and the pressure defense can ease off again. And Sproul turns the ball over to Roberts. Roberts gets it over to Monique Glover. Monique Glover's 12-footer. In and out. Good. Game now for Skagway is Delaney Brown. Jensen has the ball, though, and she's going to fire up a three-point shot from top of the key. Misses everything. Comes down into the hands of Alaska Scaffelstead, who's going to bring it up on the right-hand side. It takes a wild, crazy shot, which draws a little bit at the front of the rim, and the rebound is pulled down by Hoda. Roberts was in the right place to get that shot. She's going to tee up another one, though, as she gets the pass on the baseline. Whitehead there for the rebound on this one, but Scaffelstead surely not shy as a scoring machine for Hoda. paid off. Now Cox gets it on the right-hand side, throws up a three-point shot. No good. Rebound fought for. It's going to be out of bounds off of Whitehead. Ball will go back to Hoonah. Oh, the official changed his mind. Everybody went, ran down the one end of the court, and they're, oh, no, I'm kidding. It's Skagway ball. So Whitehead will inbound the ball for Skagway. His bounce pass over to Cox. Cox going to let up a three-point shot. Too strong. Off glass. Rebound comes down to Stevenson. When Stevenson tries to pass it, and that was an ill-advised pass as well, but luckily for her, it was deflected off of the hands of Haley Jensen. And it is Hoona basketball. Roberts stand down now for Hoona. Roberts out to the top of the key to the Lockerbie. Down low to Scaffelstad, and her move results in the ball going off of her knee and out of bounds. Skagway basketball, however. Stand down and gets it over to Cox. Cox is going to bring it up into the teeth of this pressure defense. Gets it over into the left-hand side. Kind of gets swallowed up by that zone. Jensen gets it over to Whitehead. Whitehead's trapped. Tries to get it over to Rao. Rao can't handle the pass, and it goes out of bounds. And it's a trapping defense that Hoona employs that is befuddling the Skagway. And I've used this word already tonight, but I'll use it again. It is befuddling the Skagway Panthers. Roberts now with the ball at the top of the key. Tries to get an interior pass. And, boy, just the sheer strength of Skaffelstad pays off for them as Skaffelstad just takes the ball away from the defender who had position and lays it up and in for 2:36-10 now the score. And another bad pass and bad catch by Skagway. Roberts has it for Hoona. Her shot no good, out of bounds. It's going to be Skagway basketball. And Skagway down 26 now with 21.5 seconds to go. Third period. Jensen gets it up into the forecourt, over to Cox. Cox passes it over to Whitehead. Whitehead's triple teamed, finds the shot, hits it over to Rao. Rao picks it up, that is, off of the missed shot, and she is fouled on the floor. Doesn't look like anybody's in the bonus yet. But it looks like the official's going to say Rao is in the act of shooting, and so Delaney Rao goes to the line to shoot two for Skagway. First of two free throws from Rao. No good. She'll line up a second one. 36-10, the score, 8.5 seconds now left in the quarter. So off of this rebound, somebody's going to have to act quickly. Rao's second shot up, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Stevenson. Stevenson traveled with the ball. Officials calling it a double dribble. 5.1 seconds for Skagway to get a look now. Do they have an inbound play that'll get them a quick shot? We'll see. They've kind of spread the floor a little bit the way they're working. All right, now Al Weber's got the ball, gets it over to Whitehead. Whitehead's just going to launch one up off glass, no good. And Stevenson has it. I don't know if you'd call that a shot attempt or a pass attempt or not by Stevenson, but she was at her underneath her own free throw line to try to throw it length of the court, which didn't work. So, after three quarters, 36-10 is the score in Hoonah.